AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General says Ban Ki-moon is outraged by the continuing destruction of cultural heritage in Iraq by the Islamic State group. He's called the destruction a war crime. First it was Mosul, then Nimrud. Now Iraq's government is investigating reports that the ancient archaeological site of Khorsabad in northern Iraq has also been attacked. Jeff Allen is with the World Monuments Fund.
Violence towards history to erase the identity of Iraq's past, its cultural heritage. And I'm sure there are many political agendas that fold into this.
AP National Security Correspondent Robert Burns reports General Martin Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, will be urging Iraqi authorities to make sure their troops are better prepared to start training with U.S. forces to fight the Islamic State group.
He wants to talk to American commanders and will be meeting with the prime minister to tell him that he thinks the Iraqi government needs to do more, that the coalition is doing its part, and he wants to make sure that the Iraqi government is carrying through on it, the promises it's made over the past several months.
Gasoline prices keep heading in the direction the drivers' wallets don't like.
The average price of regular grade is now $2.54. It's up 21 cents in the past 2 weeks. And since the price finally bottomed out 6 weeks ago, it's up 47 cents per gallon.
Analyst Troby Lundberg. Commemorations in Selma, Alabama, marking a turning point in the fight for civil rights, continued Sunday. Thousands crowded onto the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Congressman John Lewis recalled being on that bridge 50 years ago, telling NBC's Meet the Press how state police moved against the marchers.
A young man walking beside me, Jose William from Dr. King's organization, said, "Major, give us a moment to kneel and pray." And the major said, "Troopers, advance."
Lewis was among the demonstrators attacked by officers on their march for equal voting rights. This is AP Radio News. A thinking robot takes over the top spot at the box office, even though not that many people saw it.
A thinking robot could be the end of mankind.
Chappie opens at number one on a slow weekend for Hollywood. The sci-fi thriller about a thinking, feeling police droid takes in a little over $13 million during a weekend that's down nearly 40% overall compared to last year.
There's no room for heart in this game. It'll get you killed.
Will Smith's Focus drops to second. The Vince Vaughn comedy Unfinished Business bombs with a 10th place opening. I'm Jamie Fryer.
Some very big familiar pieces of New York City sports history are going on the auction block, courtesy of the owner, Yankee legend Reggie Jackson. The 10-foot-high letters that spelled Yankee Stadium atop the original Bronx ballpark being offered for sale at Sotheby's, the auction house estimates they'll fetch up to $600,000. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.